Aircheckdownloads.com.
You're listening to test transmissions from the Independent Broadcasting Authority. These transmissions are in preparation for the new independent local radio service for the Stoke-on-Trent area, which will be provided by the IBA's contractor, North Staffordshire and South Cheshire Broadcasting Limited, and broadcasting under the name of Signal Radio. Hello there, my name's John Evington, and this is the super sound of Signal Radio, your new independent radio station. Signal comes on air at 6 o'clock on the morning of Monday, September the 5th, so I hope you'll join us then. We'll be on the air until 9 each night and till 10 at weekends. Our studios are on Stoke Road in Shelton, right at the heart of the Potteries, and we'll be broadcasting to a potential audience of nearly 1 million people, from Winsford and Congleton in South Cheshire, across to Whitchurch and the Welsh Borders, over to Uttoxeter and the Peak District, and down to well south of Stafford. We'll be broadcasting on 257 metres medium wave, that's 1170 kilohertz, and in stereo on 104.3 VHF, that's up at the far right of the dial, and that makes Signal your first local radio station to broadcast in stereo. I'll be presenting the breakfast programme each weekday morning between 6 and 9, and co-presenting the Saturday afternoon Signal Sport Express with Danny Bowers from 1 till 6. In the breakfast programme, we aim to keep you right up to date with all the things you need to know. Travel news, weather, local and national news. I'll be reviewing the morning's papers at around 10 to 7 and 10 to 8, and I'll be joined by Becky every morning for the Signal Fact Focus. On top of all that, there'll be lots of great music, from today's charts and from years gone by, with regular competitions and dedications. I'll be working closely with our head of news, Chris Moore.
You're never more than 55 minutes from a news bulletin on Signal. On the hour, every hour, we'll be bringing you a full update of breaking stories in a fast but easy-to-digest form. During the peak time breakfast period, there'll be bulletins mixed with sports news on the half hour and even headlines on the quarter hour for those who catch their news on the run. Working to bring you this is a team of Signal reporters backed up by a worldwide network of independent radio news staff. And we hope you'll contribute too. The headline hotline, a direct phone-in line to the newsroom here at Signal, is waiting now to take your call on any item you think could be news. Remember the number, 0782 44444.
That's Chris Moore, Signal's head of news. And don't forget, you can hear me, John Evington, on the breakfast programme each weekday morning between 6 and 9, and on Saturday afternoons, along with Danny Bowers, with Signal Sport Express between 1 and 6. I'd like you to get involved with the programme as well. So if you'd like a mention on the air, or a dedication for a friend or relative, just drop me a line to Signal Radio, Studio 257, Stoke Road, Stoke-on-Trent, ST42SR. And don't forget, we're a commercial radio station, so if you'd like to know more about advertising on Signal, ring our sales controller, Glyn Owen, on Stoke-on-Trent, 417-111. Don't forget, we start on September the 5th, so stay tuned between now and then to find out more about your new local radio station.
It's a bright and beautiful day on Signal. You're in good company on 257.
This is Signal Radio, the new independent station for Staffordshire and Cheshire, on 257 and 104.3 stereo VHF. From me, John Evington, a very good morning to you, and a warm welcome to this, our first day of broadcasting, Monday, September the 5th.
Signal Radio News.
After a weekend of soccer violence and calls to meet force with force, a senior figure at Stoke City says vigilantes are not the answer. The race is on to make up a two-month delay in reclamation work at the Stoke-on-Trent Garden Festival site. And lecturers at a Cheshire college have returned to work to find what they claim are massive cuts in student numbers and jobs. More on those stories coming up.
It's 6 o'clock. This is Douglas Cameron.
A beautiful noise indeed. The deep brown voice of Neil Diamond. And a very good Monday morning to you. Welcome along, the new sound of Signal Radio. My name's John Evington, and I'll be your host each weekday morning between 6 and 9 with a mixture of music, news and information, which I hope you'll soon get into the habit of waking up to. Well, right now, it's 10 past 6 on this, our first morning. It's my great pleasure to welcome to the studio the chairman of our company, Sam Gerrett. Sam, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, we're live for the first time. Signal Radio live on the air on 257 and 104.3. After all these many months and years, indeed, of preparation, how do you feel?
It's terribly difficult to put your feelings. I feel somewhere a cross between a bride on her first night and a father at the birth of his first child. Full of apprehension, enthusiasm, and overall, utter confidence of what we've just seen and heard. I think it's absolutely magnificent.
Great. A weird feeling, isn't it?
Very weird indeed. Very weird.
Well, although we're a brand new radio station, the company, North Staffordshire and South Cheshire Broadcasting Limited, has been in existence now for quite a time, hasn't it? What sort of people have you been working with in the build-up to today?
I've been working with an awful lot of magnificent people. We started, or at least they started, in July 1981, I think. I didn't hear about it until September, October of that year. And then I came in contact with what is now fundamentally our board of about 18 or 19 people, representing every facet of this intriguing area, people with vast experience of all sorts of things, including local radio and other places, journalism, sport, agriculture, industry, you name it, we've got it.
People from all walks of life.
From all walks of life, because all walks of life are served and represented and I hope take part in this station. And then, more recently, of course, we've been gathering together people like yourself, and now we've got some 33 of those, and they are an absolute joy to work with.
And they're all about to tuck into a champagne breakfast.
Lucky people.
Well, here we are, in a brand new studio, lots of buttons to play with, one of the most up-to-date studios in the world, in fact. But the building we're housed in has been standing here in Shelton for many years now, and you no doubt have witnessed some of the many changes over the years.
I don't think a building's been standing here as long as its foundation's been here. It was originally a set of houses at the end of this street about 100-odd years ago. I've known it certainly for 33 years. I've seen two changes in it, this being the third. It started off as Smith's main warehouse for North Staffordshire, with presents and books and stationery and the whole lot in it. Then it changed into a fabric warehouse, from which we have converted it into this absolutely superb and quite astonishingly speedily converted studio.
It's an incredible facelift, isn't it? Well, we must move on. 13 minutes past six on this, our first morning, and I think it's high time we had our first dedication. So to make it fair, I've put all the messages I've received into this bin, and I wonder if you'd be so kind as to do the honours, Sam.
Well, yes, and there it is, a dedication for Gary Bills of 24 Pine Road, Mount Pleasant, Fenton. Are you there, Gary? Because I understand you're having the plaster off your arm today after 6 weeks, and I've a message from Mum saying how pleased she is that you can have a proper bath now, and she's got the soap ready. And she sends lots of love from Mum, Dad and Chris.
You can have a good scratch as well. Sam Jarrett, thanks very much. It's 14 minutes now past six. Don't forget, we are a commercial radio station. I'll be back after this.
Aircheckdownloads.com.